Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting third. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Graham. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bill Graham. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buchek fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buchek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Buchek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Spangler takes first base on ball four. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buchek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spangler moves to second. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hans strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Graham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Spangler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hundley strikes out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butchek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buchek is 0 for 1 in the game. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Graham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham hits a pop-up towards first. Banks reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Sullivan attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hans is 0 for 2 in the game. Hans hits a pop-up towards third. Buchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Buczek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Buczek is 0-for-2 in the game. Buczek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl pinch hits for Bill Graham. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Hendley now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Savage pinch runs for Ernie Banks. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Savage moves to third. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Savage tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hans is 0-for-3 in the game. Hans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Clarence Jones now playing first base. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.